Proverbs 10, verse 10, these are the words of God. He who winks with the eye causes trouble, but a prating fool will fall. He who winks with the eye causes trouble. This is describing when you try to have inside jokes, when the point of your speaking or communicating isn't, or the point of your speaking isn't so much to communicate with someone as to make someone else feel excluded. In an earlier proverb, chapter 6, verse 13, this was described as, the worthless person winks with the eyes, shuffles his feet, points with his fingers. So not only does he speak in a wrong way, Proverbs 6, verse 12, but he also speaks with wrong purposes. And that may be either this idea of the winking or shuffling or pointing to make whoever doesn't know what the winking, shuffling, and pointing is about to feel their exclusion, or because that about which he wants to talk he knows is wicked, and so it's a way of hiding wickedness. And so let us be careful that we not use words which are designed for the glorifying of God, a blessing of man. That's what our words exist for, is the glorifying of God and the blessing of man. Let us not use them either, or let us not replace them with a winking of the eye in order to make others feel excluded or to cover up our own wickedness. There are things that not everyone ought to hear. You should be selective. And you should also be wise about your selective speech, choosing times and circumstances, rather than giving signals with other people around, which can be delicious. It makes you feel like you're in the know and have a little bit of extra control. But it is socially unkind to others, and that delicious feeling that you get is to some extent from the flesh. If you have things that other people don't need to hear, you can find private ways of communicating that don't introduce that social dynamic. In the second place, a prating fool will fall. Prating fool is someone whose mouth just won't stop running. In God's providence to us, we were just talking right before worship about the acronym that we use. Is it true? Is it helpful? Is it important? Is it necessary? Is it kind? The prating fool is often running across the I and the N, afoul of the I and the N. You want to think before you speak. And there are many things that we say that are not important, or it's something that is important, but we're not the ones who are supposed to say it. It's not our job. So it's not important or necessary for us to say it. And if you are running afoul of the I and the N, or the T or the H or the K, if you're saying a lot of things that you ought not to be saying, you may end up in the position of the prating fool. There's not a lot of wisdom going in, but there's a whole lot of folly coming out of you. So let us learn to keep a rein on our tongues. And one of the ways that God does this for us in his providence is that pride isn't just isn't the only thing that Scripture tells us comes before a fall. Running at the mouth constantly having words coming out that are not necessary, so that you would benefit from a proverbial mouth diaper to keep your, you know, keep all of that running from coming out of your mouth. Running at the mouth also comes before a fall. Okay, so one of the ways God has given you to warn you against pride and motivate you to humility is that pride comes before a fall. He is the Lord of Providence, and He's set it up so that if He sees you getting proud and not fostering humility, He's going to knock you on your face because He loves you. It's a horrible judgment from God if He allows you to just keep on careening forward in your pride and He never stops you from it. Then He is your enemy and He is setting you up to be destroyed at the last. Well, another thing God does for you in His love is if you've got too many words coming out of your mouth too much of the time, He lovingly knocks you on your face to help you stop talking so much unnecessarily. So think before you speak. A couple things there. That we would be careful about the way that we communicate and not use this winking, shuffling, pointing, or at least in this verse, the winking of our eyes, to create social dynamics of exclusion or to use motions, gestures, in order to cover up trying to do things that are wicked that we would have been embarrassed even before man to say those things. And of course God sees the heart and knows exactly what you're winking about, so there's no use for that if you remember that God sees and God hears even the heart. So the winking with the eye causes trouble. He who winks with the eye causes trouble. But a prating fool will fall. Let's pray. Father, we pray that You would help us to honor You in the way that we interact and communicate. That You would grant that a tight rein would be kept over our tongues. We thank You that our Lord Jesus practiced these things perfectly, and that His righteousness is counted for us, and that as Your Spirit applies to us His life and His character and makes us to be more like Christ, that we will more and more walk according to this counsel that You give us here. And so we do pray that You'd stir up our faith in Jesus, and that You would continue conforming us to His character, that we may glorify You and be a blessing to others in how we live and not cause trouble and not need to be knocked on our faces and not fall. Grant it, we ask in Christ's name. Amen. Mm-hmm.